Today on Compassion Radio.
Well, I just feel all of us, like, we're in this relay race. And so we hand the baton off. And maybe, like, that newsletter or that form of communication, whether it's a phone call or a text, that's the baton. Mm-hmm. That we're handing a piece of me to a piece of you. And we just, we are all connected, so we carry it on. But the problem is too many of us are just running and not handing the baton off. And it's like, no, we were never meant to just run it alone. We are supposed to have four of us, you know, for a relay race, doing this as a team together.
This is Compassion Radio with Bram Floria. On this program, Bram spends time with people who live their lives in a missional way, whether it's in a mud hut in remote Africa, a church in war-torn Ukraine, a village in Nepal devastated by an earthquake, or one of the countless Christ-centered ministries in the United States. Bram is there, tirelessly bringing you the life-changing stories of God's love, goodness, and faithfulness. Today, Bram's wife, Sandy, connects with Amy Young of Velvet Ashes, a ministry whose purpose is to connect the hearts of women who are separated by geography, but bound together by a life of serving overseas. Amy and her team are uniquely qualified to serve as mentors to these women because they themselves have lived that life and have learned what it takes to thrive in it. This is Frank Montenegro, and here's Sandy with the final part of that conversation.
You know, I heard a speaker one time who talked about our relationship with the Lord, and we talk about filling our cup, and how she made the analogy that the Holy Spirit is like a pitcher that's constantly full, but always pouring out. And we carry our cup around with us and expect to be filled, but we're not walking over to the source or sitting under the source to actually get our cup filled. And we're trying to pour out from our cup that's not full, that's empty. And we need to get under this, the overflow of the Holy Spirit, get in tune and in line with that so that our cup is being constantly filled, and not remove it from that, but let our ministry then be, when our cup is full, it overflows into the saucer and into the outlying areas that God can use in that way. And then it's a ministry from the fullness of the Spirit rather than from our emptiness and our tiredness and our exhausted lives and our dark spiritual,
like, sense
places.
Of duty.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Yeah. That I have to do this. Well, and now, just again for listeners, if you go to the Velvet Ashes website and the Long Community Retreat, we have done four retreats now. And so part of our heart is to build up this bank of retreats. And so they're $25 a piece. So someone, they're geared toward women on the field, meaning the testimonies are all missionaries. But I think they are talking about issues of life. So your listeners would get as much out of them. So if you're needing a retreat or you are having to lead a retreat for a group of women at your church, know that those retreat materials, God wants it because it's based on His word.
Right.
You can buy them and meet with them, and it's God loving on you through His word.
Well, that's a great resource. That's a great resource. So all of you women in ministry that are listening to this, go and look up those retreats, because that might be something really helpful for your ministries where you are at your churches. I want to move on.
And even personally, a good friend of mine just took a day off from work, bought the retreat, and it, like, revitalized her for just stuff she was facing in her marriage and life.
Oh, that's a great, that's a great resource as well. Just your own personal retreat. Take some time for yourself. That's really great. I want to go back to these connection groups too, because I'm looking here at the website again and seeing that you have all kinds of training groups and all kinds of things that different speakers, maybe, I guess, or different women are talking on different topics. Different days of the week or whatever, that is this something that you do throughout the year? Like, I see one that says for moms with adopted children, anyone on the field, reentry of your passport country. I mean, just all those kinds of different issues that women are facing out there.
Yep. So the connection groups will meet in the fall, in September through November, and in the spring, February through late April, early May. Mm-hmm. Every year it kind of varies depending on when holidays fall, right. Easter or Thanksgiving, that kind of stuff. But so what those are is that facilitator has sort of said in this group. So like you notice maybe one of the groups was my husband's thriving and I'm not. Mm-hmm. So it's women signing up who my husband is loving life right now, but this I'm not thriving. I'm not enjoying this, but I also then want to be supportive of him mm-hmm. and I don't want to be the reason we have to move. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Or moms of young kids. Cause again, being on the mission field, and for anyone, anywhere in life, each stage is different. Mm-hmm. Whether you have young kids and you're at home, figuring out schooling needs as your kids get older, if you're single and beginning to age mm-hmm. on the field. Some of the groups are just open for anyone. It'd just sort of be like, hey, these six people signed up and we just trust the Holy Spirit in bringing the groups together. And then some are around a commonality. We're all mothers of young children. Mm-hmm. Okay. We're all mothers who've adopted. We're all dealing with reentry.
So these groups are set up, you go and you sign up for these groups, and then you join a specific group for a period of time?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
So we open registration, people sign up for the groups, and then registration is closed. And as you saw on the website, this past spring, we had 38 different small groups mm-hmm. with 250 women in small groups scattered around the world.
That is so amazing. I love that.
You're listening to Compassion Radio with Bram Floria. There's a lot more coming up, so please stay with us.
A survey a while back revealed that the average household in America has 4.4 Bibles in it, with some homes containing 6, 7, 8, or even more copies of God's Word. And that's wonderful. But did you know that there are places in the world where people have never even seen a Bible? That means they are literally starving for the essential life-giving power of the Scriptures. As you may also know, we've done many successful Bible projects over the years at Compassion Radio. This has helped to place over 500,000 of them with believers, pastors, and evangelists. And now as this year wraps up, we are so excited to tell you about our 2018 year-end Compassion Radio Bibles Project. It begins this month, and it is unique in one very important way. For the first time ever, Compassion Radio and this campaign are being underwritten so that every single dollar raised for Bibles goes to that project. Think about that. It's the biggest matching gift challenge we've ever offered at Compassion Radio, and there is no limit to this offer. The more you give, the more goes to the field and the front lines of gospel outreach. So please, pray big with us about this, and then act exactly as the Lord shows you. Make this challenge known to your family and friends. Talk to your pastor, your Sunday school class, small group, or home fellowship. Bring it to your benevolence or missions committee. Pray about where the Lord might have you share this unique opportunity. This year, let's saturate the world with God's Word like never before. If you'd like to help place a Bible or a Gospel of John into the hands of someone who has never seen the Word of God before and wants it in the countries of India, Nepal, and China, please contact us right now. The number is 1-800-868-2478. That's 1-800-868-2478. You can also give at CompassionRadio.com. That's CompassionRadio.com. You can also text the word Bibles to 53445. That's Bibles to 53445. And you can also mail your tax-deductible donation to Compassion Radio, P.O. Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. That's P.O. Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. Just be sure to put Bibles Project in the memo on your check. Thank you so very much for anything you can do this month to help us in our efforts to get the Word of God out to those who need it and want it the most. God bless.
We're always on mission. This is Compassion Radio with Bram Floria.
So I'm going to say to our listeners, if you know someone that is on the field, a missionary mm-hmm. family yeah. that is on a field, a woman that is serving overseas somewhere, get them connected to Velvet Ashes so they can look into these groups and become a part of an online community that will help them just be encouraged and be heard and be part of a team, a part of a group that they can just glean so much treasure from, I think. It seems like these women are just so eager to pour into each other, which is such a beautiful thing.
It is.
Yeah. So that's a great resource.
For your listeners to know, everything is free, except we do charge a small fee for the retreat for two reasons. One, it costs money to make the retreat, to do all the filming.
Yeah.
And two, we just feel if people pay a little bit, they're a little bit more invested. Mm-hmm. And we have a scholarship fund if someone cannot afford it. But the retreat, the early bird fee will be $10. Mm-hmm. And then the fee for the retreat is $15. Mm-hmm. And then if it's a past retreat, $25. So we don't want price to be a reason. But other than that, everything at Velvet Ashes is free. So please do share the word.
And I also notice on there for our listeners, if you would like to gift a retreat to someone serving overseas, there's a place that you can do that as well. If you want to just donate to Velvet Ashes and say, hey, I want some gal overseas that is serving that maybe not be able to afford to do one of these retreats, I want to pay for her to do that. There's a place to do that on the website as well.
Yes. Thank you. Yes.
So that's important too, that I think, because I just want to reiterate too, that this is not, this retreat or these Velvet Ashes resources are not necessarily available or not for the women here, for us that are living here in the States, that are going to a church and have a church body that we can connect with a women's group or something like that. It's primarily for women serving overseas to give them some sort of community. So if we can support that, even if I have a women's group at your church that would love to support one of these retreats, a group of women to go to a retreat like this, this would be a great way to do that as well. Just get your women's group together at your church and support a team.
We've had mission committees or mission teams or a group of women say, we're going to pay for all of the missionaries from our church to go to the retreat. And have gifted the retreat as a way to support and just show love and care. Mm-hmm. And a few have even said, hey, here's an extra $100 to go get a hotel. Mm-hmm. So wherever you are, a motel, you can go do the retreat, not just, sitting on your bed, which is fine, but that it also then feels retreaty to that woman as a gift. So there's so many ways you can support your friends or just missionaries your church supports in small ways that lets them feel loved and valued and not just forgotten or over there or, oh, they're the branch of missions for our church. No, we're all the body of Christ together.
Right, right. It helps them continue to feel connected to the people that are supporting them as well, I think.
Yes.
Yeah. So I'm going to turn the corner a little bit with you, Amy, because I know something about you that our listeners don't know. You are also a writer, a really great writer, and you've written several books, but you have a pretty new book right now, and I want to talk about that a little bit. And one of your passions, if I remember correctly from meeting you in Costa Rica, is you are really passionate about helping missionaries communicate with the outside world, basically.
Yeah.
And I want to talk about that. So tell us the title of your newest book and how that has kind of expanded your ministry in maybe a different direction, even than Velvet Ashes does.
Yes. So the book you're referring to is called All the News That's Fit to Tell and How to Tell It, A How to Write Christian Newsletters. And it is based on the fact that, as I mentioned, I have been in full-time ministry now for over 20 years and have written monthly newsletters for over 20 years. And I loved it. I loved writing to my supporters and telling stories and helping them visualize my life and pray for me. And you can even hear it in my voice. I just get so excited. I love it. I know. I'm just like, Amy, calm down. Well, it turned out when I would talk to my fellow coworkers, I was weird.
They thought you're crazy.
Most of them, I know. Most of them were like, oh, I haven't written a newsletter in like 8 months. I have to do one. And I was like, wait, what? I do them every month and I love it. and then I did, as you said, wrote two other books. Well, as I wrote books, I kind of got into this writer's world. So reading books on writing, going to conferences, learning about writing. And all of a sudden, I realized, I said, I felt like I was walking around with lettuce on my tooth for my newsletters. There were all of these things related to writing that I could have easily tweaked or changed. They were small little adjustments.
Mm-hmm.
But because I didn't think of myself as a writer, I was an English teacher living in China, a Christian English teacher living in China, who wrote newsletters. And so there was no material packaged for non-writers about writing,
mm-hmm.
for people who don't think of themselves as writers, but actually in their, you know, in their job or their calling, they are needing to write, whether it's newsletters or updates on Facebook. There's just lots of little writing in our world, but I don't think many of us think of ourselves as writers.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, well, let me take all these things I learned over here and package them in this book, All the News That's Fit to Tell, that's geared towards writing newsletters, geared towards improving you as a writer, and geared towards helping you lower the bar so there's less mm-hmm. anxiety, fear, mm-hmm. shame, dread around
right.
newsletter writing. And you see it as this beautiful way to connect
mm-hmm.
and to not make it so big, but to go, you know what? People read newsletters once or twice, no offense, and, you know, delete
right.
or throw them away. I know I do,
mm-hmm.
but I'm just happy to hear from someone.
Yeah.
We're not writing masterpieces.
Right.
We're writing newsletters. Like, and I, yeah.
Well, and probably it becomes a drudgery because, oh, I have to do this because I'm raising support or I have supporters that they really yep. need to know. And I remember in Costa Rica hearing one of the gals, and maybe I was eavesdropping a little bit on a conversation that you were having with them, but I think we were having lunch together or something. And she made the comment of, well, nobody cares what I'm doing here anyway. And I thought, wow, that is so this disappointing to hear that because – for one, it's probably not really true, but she's somehow bought into that belief that nobody really remembers her or what she's doing overseas.
Right.
And I think you really, I loved your response because you said maybe they don't care or you think they don't care because they don't know what's really going on and you need to tell them. And I thought, you know, that's true in all of our lives when we get to a point of nobody really cares what's going on with me. Maybe it's because we're not really communicating what's going on with us and what we're doing for the kingdom
yep.
or what the Lord is
yep.
doing in us. And so I thought that was a really special way that you connected with this gal. And hopefully the light went on in her mind that maybe she was, I don't want to say part of the problem, but maybe she had not communicated in a way that she would getting the response that she wanted.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I just feel all of us, like we're in this relay race. And mm-hmm. so we hand the baton off. And maybe like that newsletter or that form of communication, whether it's a phone call or a text, that's the baton
mm-hmm.
that we're handing a piece of me to a piece of you. And we are all connected, so we carry it on. But the problem is too many of us are just running and not handing the baton off. And it's like, no, we were never meant to just run it alone. We are in a relay. We are supposed to have four of us, you know, for a relay race,
mm-hmm.
doing this as a team together. And too many of us are running just solo mm-hmm. when God is like, but you're running a relay solo.
You're going to wear
no
out.
No wonder. You're going to wear out. And it's so much more fun in a group. Like,
mm-hmm.
I love team sports. It's so much more fun to high-five someone.
Right.
Or like, you know, that knowing smile across the room. You're like, yeah, you know. And that newsletters can even communicate inside jokes.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, you can create your own vocabulary and inside jokes and that little news, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think we miss out on so much because we don't share more.
Right. Well,
I just want people to love connecting and sharing. That's
yeah,
my heart. I
yeah.
want people to love being in relationship with each other.
Well, and that's evident
and
in the way you talk about it. You can really hear that in your voice, that's something you're very passionate
yeah.
about. So that's another good resource for church members that might have people they know serving overseas, this book of Amy's. Amy, tell us the title of the book one more time.
All the News That's Fit to Tell. And how to tell it.
Okay.
What might be easier, just dear listener, is go to Amazon and my name is easier, Amy, Young.
Okay.
A-M-Y.
Okay.
Y-O-U-N-G. And then all the books, Amazon links all the books on the same page.
Okay.
So that's easier to remember.
You came up with a really, really descriptive title, but it's really long, right?
So. I know.
So, Amy, let me ask you this. What else about Velvet Ashes have I not asked you that our listeners need to know about?
What you have not asked that our listeners need to know is that a lot of missionaries are far lonelier and isolated than you probably realize.
Mm.
And so let them know about Velvet Ashes, but also reach out, just send an email. And I will also say, if you get an email newsletter from a missionary, hit reply and write one sentence.
Mm.
Wow, that was so interesting, praying for you.
Mm.
If the amount of missionaries who write newsletters and then never hear from anybody. So you do wonder, am I just yelling down into a canyon, you know? And all it takes, I think you read a long newsletter and you feel like, oh, I've got to write a long thing back.
Mm-hmm.
Nope. Hit reply, say, oh, you know, thank you so much, praying for you. Or even something simple. Oh, it was so hot today and it made me think, you know, of you in wherever, Mozambique.
Right.
Love you. You know, yeah. I mean, for all of us, lower the bar. It does not have to be brilliant or deep, but it just could be something small that's genuine.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's a beautiful way to put it. Small and genuine.
Yeah.
I think that hits the mark right there. Well, Amy Young, it has been a joy to connect with you again, and sometime we're going to connect again on the field and get to spend some time.
I
look forward to that. We had a great time in Costa Rica.
We did.
But if I could ask you, Amy, would you just pray for our listeners as we close out this program and just pray what's on your heart for them? But I would just say, you know, help us to be aware of those that are serving overseas and help us to be able to connect with them in the simple ways that you've been describing to us. Would you do that for me today?
I would be happy to. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
God, we thank you that even in your very essence, you are the triune God, your Father, Son, and Spirit. And you show how we are made for community, and we are made to share your love and to your hope with others. So, Father, as we think of the different missionaries that we know overseas that you've brought to our minds as we've listened to this radio broadcast, God, right now we just pause in our spirits and we think of them, and we pray for their ministries. We pray for their marriages, their home life, their language learning, their connection with you. We pray for the organizations they're a part of. We pray for their support raising, all of the different aspects that are related to being a missionary on the field. And we're so grateful for you, God. Thank you so much. In your Son's beautiful, precious, strong, all-encompassing name, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Again, Amy Young with Velvet Ashes, thank you for joining us on Compassion Radio.
Thank you.
If you've missed any part of today's broadcast, you can listen again anytime just by opening up a browser on your computer, smartphone, or tablet and going to CompassionRadio.com. While you're there, go ahead and check out our newsletter to find out more about this ministry. And please think about signing up for our email updates. Again, it's CompassionRadio.com. Now, if this broadcast is a blessing to you, would you please consider three things? First, please pray for us. Your prayers are vital to the effectiveness of this ministry. Second, would you please tell a friend about Compassion Radio? Sharing this broadcast will help us reach as many people as possible with the encouraging reports Bram brings us from the mission field, both here in the U.S. and abroad. And finally, would you please consider supporting this ministry financially? Compassion Radio is 100% listener supported. That means it's your gifts that make it possible for us to continue. Now, there's a couple of ways you can get a hold of us. You can call us right now at 800-868-2478, or you can go to CompassionRadio.com. And when you're there, just click on the donate button. Again, it's 800-868-2478. 866-248-2478 or CompassionRadio.com. Now, if you'd really like to make your giving super easy, you can just text the word COMPASSION to 53445. That's the word COMPASSION, COMPASSION, to 53445. And last but certainly not least, if you want to go old school and mail us your tax-deductible donation, great. Just send it to Compassion Radio, P.O. Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. That's P.O. Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. Thanks a lot. And thanks for taking time out of your busy day to listen. We are so very thankful for you. And please be sure to join us again for more Compassion Radio with Bram Floria. This program is sponsored by Compassion Radio Ministries and your generous financial support.